India just lost its grand old man of letters. He, however, thought of himself a little differently, as he told the BBC's Face to Face.
The dirty old man of Delhi, that's usually the way they describe me in most of the media.
Kushwant Singh was 99 and still writing when he died in Delhi last week. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. These days, thanks especially to television, journalists have become celebrity pundits in India. They opinionate, bloviate and pontificate on TV all the time. Kushwant Singh became a celebrity long before cable television. But he wore his seriousness lightly, as he told CNN IBN.
Well, I've done an enormous amount of writing, and as I don't hesitate saying, any rubbish I write gets published. Somebody said that you made bullshit into an art form, and I thought that was the correct description.
His column, which ran in Indian newspapers for decades, was called With Malice Towards One and All. It came with a cartoon of himself sitting next to a pile of books, a bottle of scotch, and a girly magazine.
We are a nation of sanctimonious humbugs. We practice one thing and preach something quite different. And this riled me very much. And I said, I'll cock the snook at my entire society. If I drink, I'll drink right in the open and stand for drink as my birthright. If I like beautiful women, I'll say that they're beautiful on their faces.
And that glad eye didn't spare prime ministers like the formidable Indira Gandhi.
She was a very good-looking girl, and I once quoted lines of Hilaire Belloc for her, describing her face was like the king's command when all the swords were drawn.
Singh started out at a village school with a wooden slate in what is now Pakistan.
Wooden slates with a reed pen and dipped in ink made of soot, which we had in little mud ink bottles, and we went there and worked on it and came back, and then you had to wipe out all that and with what they call Gachni Mitti, which is a yellow kind of clay.
He ended up in King's College in London. He wrote a famous book about the partition of India, Train to Pakistan, won a Rockefeller Fellowship and put together a landmark 2-volume history of Sikhs. Edited newspapers and a hugely successful weekly. He also put together books of jokes and still wanted to do more.
I would have liked to have written the definitive novel in India. I haven't done it. I have no time left to do it. But when I feel depressed that I wasted a life, I open up this 2-yard-long scroll which I got from the Library of Congress at Washington, listing the number of books I'd written, books, tracts, pamphlets. They run to over 85.
In his 90s, he talked about death more, but with that Kushwant Singh spark, as when he told NDTV about his mother's last wish at 94.
And she was the last word she spoke before she went into a coma, saying, whiskey.
Singh was famous for his daily peg of scotch as well. Last Wednesday, he had his whiskey at 7 p.m. sharp, ate dinner with friends. He woke up at 4:30 a.m. as usual, did his crossword, lay down for a nap, and didn't wake up again. He got to go the way he wanted.
I know the inevitable is close by now. The only thing I fear is the process of dying. I don't want to go in pain. I don't want to go in indignity of being in a hospital with some woman putting bedpans in my bottom and wiping my bottom.
Singh, being Singh, actually edited a book of his own obituaries called Death at My Doorstep. But his epitaph could well be this little snippet from his conversation with Karan Thapar on BBC.
And in fact, the truth behind that formula of success was that defy them and they'll bite.
That's right. Kick them in the ass and they'll respect you.
And you enjoyed the kicking too.
Yes, I did. I enjoy provoking my countrymen.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.